Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you. And as I promised you a few weeks ago, we have Jim Beers with us today. And he sent me an email. He said we could talk about these few topics. And I only got 1 hour, Jim, but we're going to do our very best to get through. But I was intrigued by the very last part of what we were going to talk about because I think it goes back to the very beginning. How are you today, Jim?
Just fine, Beth. Thanks for having me on.
You know, all the things that have been happening, and it just so happened, even when I was studying for today, I got an article from another gentleman that writes, and he was talking about the NSA and the FBI and all their spying and everything that's going on, that it all falls back in one direction, that while Congress can oversee their spending, da-da-da, it is the executive branch that actually tells them what to do and gives them permission. And that has been something that's been on my mind, and that's why it intrigued me at the very last of your email here with me, that we have become the enemy of the state. All of a sudden, these departments, these bureaucratic departments that were supposedly designed to supposedly set up and organized to help the people are actually, we've become their enemy. They're actually after the people instead of helping the people. Have you observed that yourself?
I have, and I've never heard it stated just quite as succinctly as you just did, but that's very, very true. It's like one of those old early 20th century novels about communism and Nazism and that. The sort of the government evolves into something that is deathly the enemy of so much of the people. That's very, very true.
You know, and in your email to me, you were talking about what's happened with the BLM and the USDA and all these things. You know, even, you know, the USDA, if you're not down on the farm, if you're not in rural America, you think, well, they're helping the farmers and the ranchers. But they're doing quite the opposite, just like the BLM. They're no longer managing land. And I thought maybe we would kind of start out with what you had here in this email, because that's been something that's been on my mind a great deal in the last few months.
Well, thanks for kind of zeroing in on that part of the email I sent you, because that after I wrote the other things, I thought, you know, how can I say it in a better way? And I used those examples of the Fish and Wildlife Service no longer managing wildlife for people as they were created to do, just like the Baltimore Police Department, because of oversight and direction, political oversight and direction, is no longer providing a safe and livable environment for the people of Baltimore, as it was created to do. And the Forest Service, which is part of the USDA, as you noted, it no longer provides beneficial and sustainable management of the renewable natural resources of timber and forage on the lands that they control. And they were created to do that so that local communities and local governments could thrive and America thrive, rural America could thrive with good, sound management of the resources. But they no longer do that, just like the Border Patrol no longer provides immigration control. And the BLM, I mean, you just need to look no further than that debacle recently down in southern Nevada. They no longer protect the grazing rights of livestock producers and, again, like the Forest Service originally, provide for local communities and local government revenues and a strong rural America with all of the benefits of natural resource management in a sustainable way. They no longer do that, and their original purpose has been twisted to, like what H.G. Wells called, calling a thing exactly what it is not, the newspeak that he made fun of in his novels. But it's like the Department of Defense. They've no longer really seem to be concerned about protection of the country so much as sort of a manipulated group of people that are getting smaller and smaller all the time, and they don't really do what they were designed for.
Instead of Instead of being designed to help the people or to help manage the grazing, as you say, instead of that, they're more like they're controlling the people. And maybe people don't understand the difference, but it isn't about making life better. It's about keeping you down. And
vacating rural America, too.
And they have to have the land. They're after the land.
They're buying more land all the time, and they're paying for easements of more land to control parts of it so that they could eventually pick it up because nobody can live there or make a living off of it except the Ted Turners of the world. Can live in the midst of it, but that's about it.
And you mentioned in your email, too, and I had talked about it here just a week or so ago, what the EPA and the Corps of Engineers trying to do now. You know, we have to redefine everything, so we've got to define what a puddle of water is and who owns that puddle of water.
And they're doing that, and they're going to continue to do it no matter what we do. It's going to be like the Endangered Species Act. You're going to argue about this point, and they'll say, well, we're going to have a comments on our newest proposal. And then we looked at the comments, and we found this many for and this many against. So here's what the regulations will be. And they're going to be like that all the time, getting stricter and stricter and stricter. And you'll have public meetings you can go to, and you say, well, we object to that. We don't think that is right. And they know that they've got you for 1 minute and 30 seconds. They've got somebody there that will make you sit down. And they've been through that drill time after time after time. So if you're a southern forest owner or you're a western irrigator or you're some guy from the Midwest worried about the wetland expansion and drainage on your property because of this, you won't have a snowball's chance in Hades about the whole thing because it's all orchestrated because they've gotten a law passed and regulations accepted that they can just keep making stricter and stricter, the bureaucrats can, and they're, like you say exactly, they're your enemy anymore. They want your property rights because they think they can do better with it. They want the water because they think they've got to clean it up. They want the grazing and the hunting and the timber management and all of it done away with because everybody would like it all to be natural and native before the Europeans spoiled the continent, and we can sort of all ask for forgiveness for that. That's really what they're doing.
And, I see so many different aspects of this. You know, when we talk about the wildlife, well, they think they have just as many rights, even more than you and I do. So they want the rewilding of America going on. And then we see over here in New York where they're fighting the horse and carriage business. And I assume you followed some of this that's going on.
Yeah.
And those animals are owned and they're taken very good care of. I mean, they are princesses and princes, those horses. They are very well taken care of. But they tell us that they're badly taken care of. And, they're ruining those horses and they're enslaving those horses. So they want to set them free. I guess they want to rewild America with the horses, which isn't going to happen. The horses will suffer. And, it's just every single corner of our lives, the bureaucracy is taking over. And it is. We have become the enemies. They're not there to help us. They're there to control us, to keep us down, and to take our land. We no longer own anything in this country, and it's just absolutely breaking my heart.
Yeah, it is. We no longer can use what we own either, even when we own it, like these horses you mentioned. The idea really goes beyond getting rid of the horses. It goes to getting rid of people that appreciate animals or use animals in any way, whether it's disciplining a dog to train it or it's a horse being used for a carriage or hunters going out to get some ducks to bring home for dinner or some pheasants or quail. They want that stopped. They do not want people doing that, and they're going to do away with it, kind of like guns. I mean, on the one hand, the federal government right now is putting wolves everywhere, putting mountain lions everywhere they can, just like in southern Florida, and at the same time, putting grizzly bears out there and then saying, and we want all your guns, turn in all your guns and all your ammunition, and we're going to make bullets so expensive you can't afford them, and we want you and your family to try to live out there with these animals.
And that's like I've said, we're going into a break, but it's like I've said many, many times, there's only one reason for them to want to disarm the citizens, and there's only one reason. It's because they know they're ticking us off, and they know that they're stealing from us. We're going into a break. We're going to open up the phone lines. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And Jim and Beth Ann will be right back.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSC Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSC Talk Radio and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. And we have returned to listen to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann visiting today with our good friend Jim Beers, who is retired from one of those bureaucratic departments. So he knows kind of what's going on, and he saw it back in the day, didn't you, Jim, that it was going on?
And I did, and it doesn't change. It really hasn't changed
worse,
since the time
it?
Of the good Lord. Yeah, it does. It really does. And that's a natural thing. It's up to the people to keep it from getting worse and reform it from time to time.
I have an article here that I actually thought about you when I was reading it. And I thought about some of the other things that we've talked about in the past. And we talk about these bureaucratic departments and how they're infringing against the people. You know, they're infringing on our liberties and our rights and our land ownership and property ownership. You know, the animals are property. They don't want, and they get upset when you say that, but these horses are property in New York and Chicago and wherever
right.
else these are. They don't want you to have any property. But this was written, it's actually coming from the Heritage Foundation, and this was written by Jim Quarles. I'm not sure how to pronounce that last name, but he's quoting a senator, John Johnson, a Republican from Wisconsin, and he claims that Americans are suffering from a Stockholm syndrome. In a condition in which hostages begin to have misplaced positive feelings toward their captors. And you and I can both see this in America, where, you know, everybody thinks that the government needs to come run in and save them. And they're the very ones that are causing the problems. Now, these rules and regulations, we get like 2,400 new ones every year. They, in 2015 alone, Jim, they're going to cost the American people $62 billion. these bureaucratic departments with their rules and regulations, $62 billion they're going to cost the American people. And I just found that to be, I mean, why are we putting up with it? You know, it's one thing when it started out where it was supposed to help us, help manage the land. I remember when you could get help putting tile in to help with your terraces and things like that. But now they want to restrict anything that you do, and you can't use the land. Our natural resources are tied up because we have to preserve everything. The animals, we're rewilding America. We're endangering our own children and communities with this. And why do the American people continue to put up with it? Why do they think, well, we need the government to save us when they're the ones causing it?
Well, you know, there's some very powerful organizations that advocate this, environmental organizations and animal organizations. And like you say, the government bureaucrats do this because the government bureaucrats benefit from expanding the power of government in every direction. Mm-hmm. Now, they don't look on it like that. The ones working in the Fish and Wildlife say, no, we should do more for these animals. We should put more animals over here and stop those people from doing this and that and the other thing. And the Forest Service people the same way. Oh, we think that the Forest Service ought to control all of that other part of the watershed over here and the access over here and stop the road over there and close off the timber management over there. The Bureau of Land Management. I mean, think back to that business in Southern Nevada.
Yeah.
They send out these guys that look like they've been lifting weights for the last 6 years with all kinds of automatic weapons. They go out there and kill this guy's cattle out there on land that really is his land that should be managed by the state. That was the agreement there. But they don't see it that way anymore. They just, if they had not gotten all those other ranchers together, they would have been run over by those fellas with their automatic weapons and their big vehicles and their big muscle shirts and everything else, exactly like stormtroopers or something might have done. It's just hard to believe that we've gotten that far, that agency thinks like that. But their bosses, let's be honest about it. This latest administration right now is a very big advocate of this kind of expansion of government. And we look at the administration just before it for 8 years, really didn't do anything to reverse this. And we look at the administration before them, another administration like today, the same party and everything, and they did a lot of this environmental extremism and laid the groundwork for and stole the money for wolves out of state funds and everything else and a lot of other things. So nobody's reversing any of this. It's sort of just, it's like a tsunami that just keeps getting bigger and bigger, and there's no break on it anywhere. It's not hitting anything until it's going to overwhelm the country with these various bureaucracies. And I talk about the environmental ones a lot because mm-hmm. that's the ones I know. I know, but they're all just getting stronger and stronger. And the best we can hope for is, gosh, if we elect these guys over here, they aren't going to make it any worse. When we ought to be saying we want to elect people that are going to reverse this, because that's what needs to be done. That's what didn't go on in the colonies leading up to the Revolutionary War for a long time. There was no reversal of the king's power getting more and more powerful, and no matter how much people appealed against it, the king and the British Army just ignored him and got worse and quartered troops and took over things and property, and the king owned everything, was their thing, until it got to the point where they had to go to war over it.
And we're kind of at that point now where the government is the king that thinks it owns everything. And when you started out just a few minutes ago, you were talking about they want to do this for the animals. Well, it's all about taking care of the animals and less about taking care of things for the people. So,
well,
you know, the animals have become, they've trumped the rights of the people in certain departments here anyway. And I have long been saying that these bureaucratic departments, they can now fine you, make you buy licenses to do this, permits to do that, and on and on and on. We now have, I know that our elected officials are supposed to control the spending, but we now have taxation without representation, because they do not represent me. I did not elect them. Yet they're making up the rules and the regulations, and they're fining me and taxing me.
That's exactly right.
But,
well, you know, it was like that with the colonies. They didn't have a say about their governor. The
uh-huh.
king appointed the governor. And that's really what you've got now. You've got the central government and a lot of the states going along with them all the time for free money. The states in that telling us who's going to write the regulations, and here's the new law in place, and we're going to give them the power to do this. and they're just busy expanding and hiring more people and writing more regulations and clothing it all in, oh, we're going to save these animals. Oh, we're going to save those trees. Oh, we're going to stop pollution. We're going to stop water runoff. We're going to do all this wonderful stuff, which if you really scratch the surface, it's like saying, which they do, we're going to save all these animals and restore all these animals and make more and more areas for where animals can live untouched. And at the same time, we're going to say there's too many people out there, and we're going to do all we can to reduce the number of people. Think about that. That's incredible.
Why don't we reduce the number of people we've got on staff in the bureaucracy? In this particular article, it talks about the staff levels within the regulatory agencies have increased almost every year since 2001, and now it tops 280,000 people.
Wow. Wow, well, unless we can get people to do something about it in Washington, it's going to get worse. And as it gets worse, you know,
that's how
bad things are going to happen.
That's how government provides jobs.
it's how it also provides people that will vote for it.
Right.
You know, I vote for it because my kid's working for them, or I vote for it because they're going to increase my Social Security, or I vote for it because they're going to make that rich guy over there with that big farm not have so much power. And,
And I think that goes back to this guy saying it's the Stockholm syndrome. You know, I always claim it's the battered wife syndrome whenever we have elections, because these same guys will get out and they'll make promises, and it's like the battered wife. That we believe them this time. They mean it. They're not going to turn on us again.
Gosh, that's a great analogy. That's exactly right. That's a good one.
It's just, you know, so we vote for them again. And, you know,
exactly.
The definition of insanity, you keep doing the same thing over and over again and expect a different result. And I don't think we're going to get a different result unless we really put our foot down.
You're exactly right. Exactly right.
I'm a little worried about how we're going to have to put our foot down, but I've been saying for a long time here that it's got to start locally. Now, it's important. The D.C., you know, who we elect in D.C. is important, but I believe it's even more so important who we put in our counties. Who our county commissioners are, who our county sheriffs are, who your aldermen are, who your, you know, when you're in town, who's supposed to be taking care of your little block area, you know, and overseeing. These people are important. They need to be constitutional people, too. And we seem to ignore those and think, oh, if we just get the right senator or the right man in the White House, we're going to be saved. And that's, I just don't see it happening that way.
No, and you're 100% right. The local people that we elect are the most responsive to us, the ones we can replace, the ones that have to do what we want. And if we take the best ones of those and we elect them into the state offices, then take the best ones of those state offices to put them in D.C., then I think we're on the right track.
I don't see
that happening.
Let's get them in here locally. You know, you can take them out for a cup of coffee and have a little chat with them and give them a pat on the back when they do good. And when they do bad, say, you know what, had you considered this, you know, because you know what, this is going to be some unintended consequences on what we're doing here. We're going into a break. We're going to, I think we've got everybody mesmerized out there. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and Jim and Beth Ann will be right back. Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSE Talk Radio can help your business too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over four 4 years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSE Talk Radio help your business go national.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-9820. That's 1-800-351-9820. Again, 1-800-351-9820.
Lexus Day Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. To CSE Talk Radio. You know, Jim, I had Marita Noon on yesterday, and she's my energy reporter. We talk about what's going on with the EPA and some of the things with our energy and the restrictions and what they're doing to tie up our natural resources. And she was talking about a book that she just recently read, and I'm going to have the author on here in a few weeks. I talked to him after the show, and it's a novel. But she had titled one of her articles that she wrote, What If We Lose? And they were talking in this particular novel. We had lost all the environmental wars, basically, and no longer. And they were all trying to keep you in little communities, in, you know, sustainable communities. Let's just put it out there what it is, you know, where you don't have to get in a car. You can just do whatever you want by walking and bicycling and da-da-da-da-da. And I went, oh, my gosh, that is Agenda 21 all over it. And that is what is exactly what we're dealing with in rural America and in all America. When I posted our show today on Facebook, I said they want our land from sea to shining sea.
Boy, that's very true, and you're right about those sustainable communities. That's what they want us controlled in there. They want us unarmed in there, and they want us just to work and pay more and more taxes so they can do more and more things and hire more and more people to keep themselves in power, exactly like tyrants have done down through the ages. And that's not zeroing in on American government right now. That's just a natural phenomenon in all human societies where the people don't keep their government limited. I mean, it's just a fact that stares you in the face as you read history throughout the world for the last millennia. I mean, it's always been like that, and the longer they stay in power that way, the more they just ensconce themselves by taking everyone else's rights and authority and jurisdiction away from them and making it something that they can just give their friends and people that are supportive of them. It's very, very true. I don't disagree with that at all. You know, I just finished a real good book, too, this weekend called Wolf, What's to Misunderstand? It's by a guy by the name of Tom Remington. And he sort of documents in that book, he's a layman. He's not a scientist or a bureaucrat. He's a guy that's worked in the private economy all his life. But he really documented well the history of wolves in Europe and then its history here in the early American settlement and all of the chicanery that's been going on in the last 45 years with it. And when you step back, you can substitute so many of these topics for the same sort of thing, things that have been disproved and are not good for human society. The government will say suddenly they've got to take over and control and do more of this and do less of that. So that means you can only burn this kind of fuel and you can only have this kind of car and we're not going to let you own any animal. You don't own the dog, and if you own the dog, we got to give you a permit for it because you're going to have to do A, B, C, and D, and we'll be able to inspect your premises at any time we want. We don't need a warrant or blah, blah, blah. You know, it's just on and on like a big tsunami until finally people, you know, like you say, and like I've known for a long time, people are going to say, that's just enough of this. Even the stupid young kids that are just graduating with all this college debt and everything, I think, oh, gosh, I better be good about the government and let the government do things because maybe they'll forgive this debt, maybe, you know. And the same with the old people that are saying, oh, I'm so old now that I can't do anything for myself. I don't want the government to do any less, and I hope they do more. We've got to overcome that. And how it's going to be done or when, the longer we wait, the more difficult it's going to be for everybody on both sides of the matter. And it's going to have to come. I mean, I don't see this country or any other country just slipping willingly back into slavery to a central government, much like a tyrannical king or dictator or something. You just can't do it.
There will be some, I guess, because, you know, they had the sympathizers whenever we were in the original revolution, you know, that sympathized with the king, and they didn't want to be out from underneath the king. They kind of liked it, I guess. And, you know, you and I have a little more of an independent, stubborn spirit, I guess, and we don't want that. We want to be able to own our land. We want to be able to put whatever garden we have in our backyard and without being told by the government what we can and cannot do with that yard. You know, if you want to share it with a neighbor, you want to share your tomatoes or whatever, you know, we want to be able to do those things. And they're trying to restrict even those, you know.
Yep.
But if you look at these, you know, the pictures and the films, you know, in Asia where they're riding their little bicycles and you can see all these little apartments and they're all squished together. That's what they really want for us. They may want it to look a little better, but that's really what they want for us. And, you know, I was thinking, I like to watch some of the old movies, you know, and I'm kind of bad about watching the old cowboy movies and such, but I watched a movie here recently, and it was the guy who played Daniel Boone, and he was, Vess Parker, but it was in a movie, and he was Cheyenne in this movie, and they had this rogue bear that was killing everything just to kill, and he had to go after this bear, and of course, there was all kinds of stuff going on with it. He's trying to protect his family, and I was thinking, you know, today, they wouldn't allow that movie.
Well, that's true, to be honest with you, my grandson was visiting here a little while back. He comes in to me and he says, Grandpa, did you know that killer whales don't kill anything? I said, who told you that? Well, my teacher did. I said, well, she told you they don't kill anything. I said, they got big teeth. And I said, when I lived in the Aleutian Islands, I used to see them kill seals and kill sea otters a lot. And they would scatter from them because that's what they eat. And I said, I've even had Aleut Indians tell me that they were very dangerous for you to be on a rock near the edge of the water because they will often come up at a person because they come up after sea otters and seals that'll sit on the rocks too, so they don't know the difference. And it's very true. The ones that they put in these shows that they, you know, have a girl swimming around with and on top of, those are all sea killer whales that they picked up in southeast Alaska where they eat nothing but seals, salmon the year round. They eat fish. So they're not, for generations, they've not been as aggressive about seals and sea otters and that. So, I mean, yeah, they're killers, but the kids are picking that stuff up. And I kind of had a little talk with my grandson, and I told him, I said, don't get yourself in trouble with your teacher, but, I mean, I don't believe that kind of stuff because, you know.
Answer the way she wants to. She wants you to on the test, but don't necessarily
believe it. That's exactly right.
Well, you know, they've got the little warm, fuzzy commercials out right now where they're saying, you know, none of these were brought in from the wild. Speaking of those killer whales, we've raised them here. None of them were brought in from the wild, and we haven't done that in I don't remember how many years they say. So don't think that we're hurting the animals in the wild. Wild, and I'm thinking, what?
Well, you know, they're scared to death, like the Barnum and Bailey Circus was about elephants, that there's going to be lawsuits that they're going to really get nailed for. Some animal rights judge is going to say, oh, yeah, that's not right that you own these animals, and furthermore that you kept them constricted in this little tank, or that you put a thing around their leg that you whacked once in a while when the elephant tried to kill somebody in the ring or something. You know, they're scared to death of that. The circus, as I understand it, is getting rid of the elephants now, even though they won that lawsuit and got a big settlement from those animal rights people. But they're all scared of that right now. And I don't know, my gosh, if things don't change, I don't know what it's going to be like when my grandkid is an adult. I mean, it's just, wow, it's just terrible to think about it.
Well,
terrible.
You know, neither one of us advocate cruelty to animals, and that does exist, but they really capitalize on that with HSUS and the ASPCA and all these animal lovers that want the animals to have more rights than people, and they don't want you to eat meat, they don't want you to have a pet, and you know, you see these sad and horrible pictures all over the place on Facebook, on the internet, and advocating the cruelty of the animals, and we need to stop this, and I refuse to click on any of them because I know that they're propaganda. While I know cruelty exists and there's always going to be people that do the wrong thing, that is not the norm. And everybody that has a pet is not cruel to the pet. We're going into a break, but I wanted to talk a little bit about some of these. This is, again, some of these departments. Those aren't even departments. Those are agendas that are lobbying in D.C. and in your states to push laws in your area to keep you and control you with even your pets. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Jim and Beth Ann will be right back.
If you believe, as I do, that America is headed the wrong way and needs to turn around, write this down. Western Conservative Summit 2015. Your story, freedom alive. June 26th, 27th, and 28th at the Colorado Convention Center. Be there. This is John Andrews inviting you to join me for the best weekend of your summer. A huge rally on the right with thousands of new friends and dozens of great speakers. Presidential contenders like Scott Walker, Ben Carson, Rick Santorum, Carly Fiorina, Mike Huckabee, Rick Perry. Media stars like Hugh Hewitt, Katie Pavlich, Byron York. Thought leaders like Arthur Brooks and David Horowitz. Economic gurus like Art Laffer and Larry Kudlow. Grassroots training workshops. Terrific entertainment. Low prices with discounts for military, educators, clergy, under 30s and groups. Call 844-685-4376 or go to WesternConservativeSummit.com. That's WesternConservativeSummit.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Hemby Dairy Supply has gone above and beyond the call of duty for all their dairy customers. Many of you men call Hemby Dairy Supply to inquire about certain products. When all is explained, you men make the wisest of all statements. I need to ask my wife. Well, Hemby Dairy Supply female employees are wise and can help you make those decisions that just might keep you out of trouble and perhaps even make you the hero of the day. Let Hemby Dairy Supply ladies assist you in making those hard-to-decide dairy supply decisions. And women, Hemby Dairy Supply can help you too. If you need male second opinion, let the Hemby Dairy Supply men assist you. Call them now at 1-800-306-8937 or shop online at HambyDairySupply.com and let the Hemby Dairy Supply staff of wives and husbands help meet all your dairy supply needs. That's 1-800-306-8937. Hemby Dairy Supply for all your dairy supply needs.
Wow, did you see that? I think somebody had some work done, like a facelift. No, not Beth Ann, her website. Yep, CSC Talk Radio has had a facelift for sure. A new logo and a new fresh look. Visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio is a coalition of conversations between Beth Ann, you, and all America. So the look incorporates all America, from sea to shining sea. Beth Ann is truly in the middle of the nation, reaching out to all America as she continues her journey to bring America home. Join in the conquest for truth on CSC Talk Radio. In the next several months, CSC Talk Radio will be reaching out in different ways to help keep you informed. Get involved and share the education. As always, Beth Ann needs your help and support. Visit the website. Support our sponsors. Join the show on Facebook. Follow Beth Ann on Twitter. Contribute as you can. Whether on air, online, or social media, we need all avenues as we bring in the fold and bring America home.
We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. We've had the phone lines kind of quiet, Jim, but on Facebook they're all saying, this is a fantastic show. They're really listening out there. You know, we're dealing with an awful lot, and it's coming from every direction. You and I both know that, and I have to deal with all those directions here, and I can't even pretend to be well-versed on all of them. I know enough to be dangerous sometimes, and I know enough to be angry. And I see what's happening across this great land. While I'm sitting smack dab in the middle of the nation, I can see that this really is happening from sea to shining sea. We hear stories in the cities, but it's in rural America where the land is owned supposedly by the farmers and the ranchers, or where the BLM is, you know, where they have the grazing rights, and the BLM are supposed to help them with that and control it. Instead, they're controlling the people and pushing them back. And we've, like I said at the very beginning, we become the enemies of the state. They happen to be the state. They're not, but that's the way we're being told that they have the rights, when really it's the people that are supposed to be in control of these bureaucratic departments. And somehow, some way, we got it all turned upside down in this nation, and we've got to flip that back over.
You're 100% right. One, I've written a long time, and I've talked on your show before about how when they changed the United States Senate 100 years ago,
yes,
into popularly elected people, they became, the U.S. senators became just glorified congressmen representing a certain constituency and no longer representing states. That contributed to it. The federal money to all the state governments has contributed to state politicians and state bureaucrats being more and more beholden to the federal government and federal bureaucrats than they are to their state residents. There's a lot of symptomatic things like that and structural things wrong in government today. Plus these crazy ideas. When you talked about cruelty just before the break, that's really not about the animal. That's about getting armed officers, no-knock search warrant authorization, and the right to have routine unannounced searches in every home. Where's your cat? Let me see the box. What is that in that counter over there? What's in that? Do you have a gun in that closet? Do you, you know, all of this kind of stuff, more and more rights into your city or your rural property. And it's more and more control, like you said, and there's a whole host of these things going on today that are far, far more than I write about or talk about in so many different parts of our lives. And so many different kinds of government rules. Even our federal government uses the United Nations to do the same thing that our federal bureaucrats do. That's to grow the power of the federal government. That's why they had all of these negotiations about a small arms treaty about 4 or 5 years ago with the State Department and our federal government trying to write a new treaty for the UN to control arms around the world because they want to do things about rebellions. But it would hopefully, they were hoping that it would supersede or override the Second Amendment here. So they, I'm sorry, we got to gather up all your guns and we'll give you a permit for one gun. Here, make out this application. Sorry, you don't qualify. That's what they saw going on there. And the cruelty, no-knock search warrants, and all the other things all lead up to their power to be able to enforce all this stuff. When I was working in Washington, there was a guy and his wife from Texas that moved into a townhouse up near Capitol Hill. And the guy was at work, and the lady came home one day early afternoon. Somebody had broken into the house, broken the back door down, blah, blah, blah. She called the police. Please come to make out a report. The cop says, well, where did they get anything here in the bedroom? He's walking around with her, and she says, I don't think so. And he says, anything in the closet? She opens the closet. There's two shotguns in the corner. Whose are those? Well, those are my husband's. We just moved here from Texas. Does he have a permit for those? D.C., you know. Yeah. I don't know. Next thing you know, he's being charged with a felony. Because they had a break-in, because the cop comes in, because D.C.'s got all of these laws about no guns unless you get a permit, and we won't give you a permit. This guy brings two shotguns in and has got them in his closet, and next thing you know, he's on his way to a jail sentence and a fine if he doesn't have fire a really good attorney and fight it. I mean, that's exactly what this is all about.
Well, I think it's going to be very difficult to get the guns away from all of the American people because there's just some that are not going to give them up and they're not going to tell you where they are. And I know of some that actually hide them. You know, they have places where they've got little hidey hoes and they take care of them. But,
yeah,
you know, it's amazing what we will accept. And, you know, President George Washington said that the marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women will submit to the government, submit to burdens unnecessarily by their government. And we are doing that over and over and over again every single day. You know, even Obamacare and your insurance forms, when you read them and the things that they ask, they have absolutely nothing to do with your health. I went to the doctor here a few years back and they asked, well, do you have a gun? Well, what's that got to do with my health, whether I have a gun in my house or not?
And yeah, they tried that with me a couple of times up here, too.
I got lots of them. You want to come see them? It's ridiculous, but it is. We're being invaded, and there's no doubt about it. We talk about the immigration every day, and we talk about other things, but it's this bureaucracy that's really the enemy, and we need to do something about it, and it has to start locally. I'm just convinced that it has to start locally, and that's the only way we can do it is one county and one state at a time.
And, amen to that. Amen.
But the people have got to be educated, and they've got to understand. Do you understand that the bureaucracy is costing you $62 billion a year? Who's paying for these 280,000 workers taking care of you as they fine you and run your paperwork?
And none of them are held accountable for anything.
No.
The Fish and Wildlife Service for 50 years has had the authority to keep injurious wildlife out of the United States, and that's what they're supposed to do. Things like mongooses, you can't import them. They put them on the list. At the same time, they let pythons be imported. Now they're taking over southern Florida and are killing people and eating up all the wildlife. They let Asian carp in here for the catfish farmers. Next thing you know, it gets flooded, and they're all up. But now they're up here, up above the Twin Cities. They're up the Illinois River, down the Mississippi, causing all this strife. But the people that let it in, they were not supposed to let those things in, and they did. And are they responsible? No. Are the people that put the wolves in responsible for all of the stuff that they never said would happen or said denied would happen? That it's happening, whether it's attacks on people, whether it's cattle and sheep loss, whether it's disease problems or safety problems around schools.
Well, what about
none of them are held responsible.
Or the deer or the elk, you know, when your cars are hit by them. And, you know, it's like, who's going to be responsible? You know, if a farmer's cow gets out, he's responsible. But when it's the state's deer, they're not responsible. But we are responsible for the clock, and we're out of time, Jim. The fastest hour of the day. I appreciate so much you coming on and helping us.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Oh, I appreciate it very much for you helping all that you do across this nation. He speaks. You can give him a call. He comes out and he talks and he helps people understand what's going on. You know, folks, we are under attack, but we still are the government. But it only works as a republic if we get up and do something about it. Otherwise, we're going to get what we get. But it's going to take all of us, every single one of us, from sea to shining sea, to bring America home.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Affinity 4 is making it easy for you to stay connected with friends and family with their new senior-friendly wireless phone. This Affinity 4 phone features large buttons with an easy-to-use keypad, dedicated speed dial buttons, nationwide coverage on one of America's largest networks, and more. With its dedicated emergency call SOS feature, not only can you stay connected, but you also have the peace of mind knowing that in an emergency situation, you're protected. Plus, it's the only senior-friendly phone that allows you to give back to this radio station. That's right. Through Affinity 4's Give Back program, the proceeds will be donated to this radio station each month. This offer is available while supplies last, so don't wait.
Call 1-800-311-2648. 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.